Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
Scene fades out on everybody and the gore around them, and we cut back to the castle where the three of you and the dog and Terry are not in that hallway, but in another section of the building, watching as the artist is putting in a panel of stained glass of the four of you taking down his nightgown.
They do quick work here.
Yeah, no, they move fast.
You made it onto the wall, Terry?
I did make it onto the wall. I mean, thankfully not up in the rafters yet. That was, one for some of us.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
What kind of sounds did you hear from the inside?
It was like, you ever swim underwater?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that sort of deafness in your ears, you know?
Right.
But then a lot of just like real scooching kind of sounds, and just, it was so wet and smelly, and it really, I don't recommend it.
This is going to be a very 4D experience I'm going to have to give at this next puppet show.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. He, him. Also with me today is Carla Maxted.
She, her. I am playing Nerixius Akra, who you probably know as Glim, a Dragonborn Paladin. Also she, her.
And Amy Moore.
Yeah, I'm here. She, her. And I play Sullivan Slight, a Lightfoot Halfling Rogue. But you, just you, can call him Sully.
Tom Laird.
Oh, hey, that's me. I play Moot. We both go by he, him, and he is a wild magic half-orc sorcerer. Forgot there for a second.
Can't remember if I said Sully was he, him. Sully's he, him.
You got it. You got
did
it.
I
don't know.
I don't know.
But now you did.
I do now.
It's there now.
It feels, we played last week as far as we're concerned, but it feels like it's been such a long, long time since we've hung out just the four of us.
Yeah.
As we're recording this, I mean, you're going to listen to this around Christmas time, but as we're recording this is just out of summer break, and we're feeling right ready to go for this.
Oh, we're right ready.
We're right ready.
Spin us right round, right ready. Like a record baby. Right round.
Mm-hmm. I'm side A.
Well, all the cool stuff's on side B, though.
That's not true.
Isn't it? You know what's kind of like the cool side B is Patreon. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast.
It's a good thing I didn't say what I was going to say about side B.
No.
Good for you, Amy. You kept your mouth shut.
Where we'd love for you to join us. And when you do join us on Patreon, not only do you get access to a whole bunch of great bonus content like episodes and hangouts and the Discord communities and things like that. But you also get an episode dedicated to you, like today's patron, Lulahan.
Lulahan. I stand by my words of our listeners have the best names.
Yes, that's a good one. That just rolls Lulahan. Off the tongue, hey?
Is it Lulahan or Lulahan? Is it one?
Lulahan.
Is it Lulahan. Two O's? Is it a U? What are we talking here?
It's an L-L-O-U. Lahan.
Oh, I was not expecting that.
Me neither.
Lahan or Lulahan. Mm-hmm. Oh my!
I believe it's a combination of first and last names, but like, you know,
I'm into it.
Me too. Lahan?
Yeah.
Thanks, yeah. Lulahan.
Yes, thank you. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. We hope to see you over there. And now, as our dog is crying, fuck it, let's play. You've been spending some time in Darrowmar under the good graces of Queen Calicris Borwin, who has put you to work after your successful tracking and slaying of the Nightgarm. It's a beautiful morning and the three of you are sitting at the local breakfast buffet called This Counts as Breakfast when Glim is recounting the tales of the previous day where she was asked to inform the local school children of the benefits of heart health and the favor of Bahamut.
You guys, you would have loved it. These kids, they were so great. They were so excited to hear about Bahamut and also to watch me do feats of strength, but mostly Bahamut, but maybe also mostly like the feats of strength. Like they had these ropes and I climbed up the ropes and then I did flips and then, you know, I did one arm push-ups and then one of the kids sat on me and I did one arm push-ups and then two of the kids sat on me and I did one arm push-ups and they got up to like six kids. And I think I really inspired them to stay fit, stay active, and find a little time in every day just to tell Bahamut, you know, how much they like him, let him know what's going on with them, just, you know, like the normal communing stuff.
Sure, yeah. Now, let's go back a little bit. There's one-arm push-ups?
Oh, sure, yeah. You can do them with one arm. You do it on your knuckle. You can do the push-up, you know, here, I'll show you. And then you, like, get down, and you do the push-up, and then you clap, and then you do the... Haven't I seen you doing some of these, Moon?
I don't... probably not. No, maybe, though. Maybe. It could have happened.
I saw Moon bend over once to get his pencil.
Maybe that's what I... Maybe that's
yeah,
what
that's like one and the same.
Yeah, well, if you ever want me to, like, spot you while you do reps or, like, work on technique or anything, just let me know. I'm totally happy to do it anytime.
Let's... Let's maybe like in the near future. That sounds good.
Like not now, because I saved a lot of waffles, but...
Your waitress, a small halfling, comes over. Squinda is her name. And she hands you the check and says, that everything for you. Another coffee? Some more waffles? There, you're looking like you enjoy the waffles.
Oh, I love the waffles. But I think I'm okay. Like 12's probably my limit, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could take them to go.
Oh, is that
waffles
a thing
keep.
We can do?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
You got dragon bags here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got them. They hold the most. That's what's on the dragon bags. They hold the most. Keeps them fresh and holds the most. It's an evolving slogan that they're working on.
That's very impressive.
I was going to say, it's ever changing.
Yeah, it's a new product to the city, so once we land on one that fits, you tell me, they hold the most. How's that one?
That's pretty
it's
catchy.
Pretty good, yeah.
Okay. They keep them fresh and hold the most.
That's too much.
It's very busy.
Yeah.
Dragon bags, because you're going to eat like a dragon.
Oh, no, I think that's marginalizing a group of people saying they all eat the same thing.
Oh,
that's
fair true. Enough. Good call. Yeah, good. We need to make sure we send some of this through sensitivity training. That's good. Okay, so hold the most. Good. Okay.
Well, yeah,
one
you want
check.
Take for a lot of food home.
Hold the most. Three checks for hold the most. Okay,
well,
good.
Just one.
Well, and I also vote hold the most.
Yeah, that's okay. The way I'm going to.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
No, sorry.
Three
I
checks.
Thought you meant one check. We're just together.
Oh,
we're
no. Gonna... She meant like three tallies for that.
No, yeah.
I misunderstood. I thought she was bringing us three checks.
No, yeah. You mentioned as you came in, you have one money sack that you use collectively. So
we're
I
best
just figured.
Friends, so we just share.
That you
our
wouldn't
money.
Just each individually reach into the money sack and pull out what you require, but one of you would reach in and pull out.
No, you know what they say, one sack, many hands.
Oh, that's an even better saying. Dragon bags, one sack, many hands.
That's my saying.
I think I saw a video like that once.
She settles up with you and takes the check away, and you get up taking your waffles and your dragon bags and anything else that you slipped in there, and you hear heavy footsteps running down the street, and you hear the sound of Terry's voice, and he's followed by his dog that I can't remember what we named, but he's followed by his dog.
Where's Terry again?
Terry's the guard who took you into the scary forest.
Yeah, I've got Terrence. I don't have his dog's name written down.
I'm in a new notebook, guys, so the past is nothing but a mystery.
Oh, no!
The past is just, fuck it.
I do have Marky Bark written down next to it somewhere, so maybe that's something to do with it.
Because that dog was new, right? That dog was found out in the woods.
Yes, it was a found dog.
So Marky Bark is probably it. Did I come up with that?
That was.
Did you come up with that?
I have no idea.
It's brilliant.
That one was an Amy.
Oh, it seems like,
yeah. It was a list, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Looking at my notes, it's like I have no recollection of them.
Yeah.
We need a new dog. I need to name a real dog this.
Regardless of the dog's name, Terry's running. Moot, Glim, you're there now too. Sully.
Hey, Terry, what's up?
Oh, phew. Excuse me. Yeah, come here, dog. There was a bit of an accident, and Queen Calicris wants you to come. Maybe you thought you might be able to help us with it.
The nature of this accident is?
Well, it was a bit of an explosion.
Oh,
workshop. God. Was it jam?
No.
Oh. Okay.
No, it wasn't jam.
Also, I don't think Murloc explosions are referred to as a bit of an explosion, usually.
Fair. I was trying to downplay it for the people. It was a large explosion that may or may not have killed somebody.
What are we just standing around talking for? Lead the way, Terrence.
All right, we're headed to Murloc's workshop. You're standing outside Murloc's workshop.
Has it been exploded?
Was it like half a block down, like we could see it from where we were?
That's right. Yeah, you could see it. There was smoke billowing out of the window.
This counts as breakfast was literally kitty corner to it.
Yeah. As it happened, you thought it was just a rumbly in your tumbly, and but no, you're standing outside. We cut ahead to Murloc's workshop. The four of you, plus the dog, are all out there. And it's the workshop of Murloc the Magnificent, who is, or perhaps was, after further investigation, maybe, he was a local wizard and alchemist.
Was?
Well, I mean, you don't know if he's in there or not at the present time.
Is there like a fire brigade outside or something?
Yeah, there's some people throwing buckets of water into the situation.
Just,
yeah,
just everywhere.
Just behind them?
Buckets of water.
Well, the ALS ice bucket challenge.
Well, we don't know what set off the explosion, so we don't want to toss water in there for fearing that the water mixes with something
grease.
That maybe explodes.
You don't want to put water on a grease explosion. That's really dangerous.
No,
it working in a kitchen, yeah. I definitely have done that a few times.
Yeah,
I've seen someone do that a few times.
Yeah, and every time that I walked in there with a drink or something, Murloc would get very upset and say that I would probably spill it. Something could happen.
And is that what happened?
I was not there when the explosion happened. If that's what you're insinuating.
It seemed like maybe you were confessing and you had
little bit.
Yeah, no, wasn't confessing, just a prior experience with Murloc the Magnificent, who was very magnificent. I don't really deal with a lot of like fire investigations, though. How about you three?
Are you okay? You're looking a little white, a little pale in the face. Do you need to put your head between your knees?
I just ran from here to the castle, back here in full plate armor.
You probably could have sent a message or something.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little blood sugar's a little low, but
a waffle.
Oh,
it's still
thank
warm.
You.
Yeah, the dragon bags keep them warm.
Oh, keep them nice and warm. Yeah, that's toasty on the fingertips there. That's nice. Mm.
So what are we looking at, Russ? Is it like just smoke coming out? Is it engulfed in flames?
Yeah.
What are we dealing with?
Like blown out windows? What is the explosion situation?
So it looks like it's in a line of storefronts that are like kind of old-timey feel to them if we were to equate it to, you know, something that we would see in a regular day.
Like a malt shop kind of thing?
Sure,
oh,
yeah.
Okay, that's whimsical.
Fancy sign, which is now scorched over the front entrance. It says Murloc's Workshop. It has an image of a wizard with frazzled hair and a wand pointing up to the sky with a big explosion. the windows themselves.
I mean, how foretelling?
Well, is this right? Some sort of guerrilla marketing scheme? I mean, right? We don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've got my suspicions.
We'll piece it all together. The windows themselves, there's two large, or were two large, plate glass windows. They have been blown out. Glass is in the street, and there is smoke billowing. It looks like most of the fire has burned down at this point. Like there's you can look inside and see smolders or small flames, but nothing major from the outside.
Not like a raging inferno anymore.
Tis not.
Okay.
Well, I'm fire resistant, so I'm happy to you know,
check it out.
Go see if we've got a Murloc we need to save.
Glim, you go in the front entrance, and it's the air is very sooty and thick, and you walk in and through, and you don't see anybody immediately as you walk in. All of the shelves, which looked like they were set up previously, have kind of been blown from what looks to be the back left corner and blown out and back towards the glass and knocked down in that direction.
Murloc, are you okay? Are you in here?
You wait for a moment, but no response comes back.
Guys, it seems kind of okay in here. He's not in here, but... You're probably okay to come in.
Oh, okay. And take a step in, and it's definitely an odor in here. That's for sure.
Yeah, what's that smell? That's like
smells kind of froggy, doesn't it?
You know,
yeah. You know, I wasn't
thinking that, but now that you say it, that's exactly correct.
Yeah,
with a hint of cinnamon.
Yeah,
no, that's a waffle. That's
oh sorry.
Yeah, that's the waffle you got there.
Got some in my mustache here. I'm just gonna get that.
Piece by piece, we're getting a picture of
Terry's. Terry's really filling in. It seems like maybe the explosion kind of centered around that back corner.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely kind of seems like everything's
blowing out from that direction.
Way. Can I make an investigation check?
Yes.
Look at me.
Oh, yeah, game.
D&D and not
how
just.
You play.
Yeah.
Ooh, 17.
Oh.
Guys, that's my one best roll. I wasted.
Fire Marshal Sully investigates.
Yeah, how good he'd look in one of those hats.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn. Sully in a uniform? Yes, please.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record. For life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
You walk. Are you going back to where it looks like?
No, I strut.
Okay.
Oh.
Because he's a fire marshal now.
You walk in, strut in and past, moving towards where you believe the explosion to have originated.
Yeah.
As you get back there, you don't see any body. There is a robe, like a very burnt up and frayed and not singed, it's burnt. A burnt up robe in a pile of what looks like, surrounded by what looks like ash that doesn't quite belong with everything else around.
Hey, I found something over here. Does this look a little weird to you? Just a pile of robes, some ash. I'm thinking this guy was a phoenix. Somebody dig through those ashes and see if he has reborn himself.
I mean, this ash is really pink. It's pretty strange, right? I mean, like, everything else is like kind of like ash colored, like a gray.
Sure.
I want to like pinch it between my fingers.
This is really like pink and kind of sparkly looking.
Hey, Jerry, did Murloc wear a lot of robes?
Terry, I think he's talking to you.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, yeah, just over here at the bookshelf. So I didn't know if Jerry was was a nickname
for one of your friends. I get T's and J's confused a lot.
Oh, okay. I had
it's
a cousin.
A condition.
I had a cousin like that. They kept calling me
Jerry?
Jumbo.
What?
Yeah. Well, hey, and if you threw a Jerry with a G at me, I'm lost completely.
Yep. Fair enough. Sorry, what was your question?
Did Murloc wear a lot of robes? Do you know?
Oh, yes. Well known for robes. Oh.
Did this look like one of his?
He goes over and looks. Somebody roll me a d20 for Terry.
Okay. Two.
Oh.
It was a two that I rolled.
Oh, he's fucking dead.
So this dice,
you just
going
killed,
in jail.
You just killed him.
Right oh, no. Now. Poor no. Jerry.
Wait. Wait. What's the wizard's name again?
Murloc.
Right.
There's no Jerry. Don't
no,
worry.
Okay. Yeah, well, we're all like, who's Jerry?
Oh, okay. Looks like Jerry died here.
Oh, no.
God, poor Jerry.
Our body counts going through the roof.
No.
Terry goes over and bends down and looks at the ropes. He's like, well, they're pretty burnt. He holds them up. He's like, it's about the size, but I can't tell if they're exactly his. This is weird. Pink dust.
Yeah, that was going to be our next question.
Oh.
Did Murloc ever change? I was like, Merlin? No. Warlock? No. Put those two together.
Combine those two.
Did he ever change into, like, perhaps a pile of sparkly pink dust?
Not that I've ever seen a pile of pink dust. No, I mean, it's got a lot of, like, dust and vials of, like, liquids and stuff, like powders and all that sort of thing, like along the walls there and probably more downstairs.
Glim, I'm sorry I'm going to have to do this to you, but you got to take the waffles out of your dragon bag. I think this dust may be important. Let's put it in the bag and keep it fresh.
Okay, you're right. But I'm not just going to throw these out, so everybody, like, waffle up. Waffle? Waffle?
Oh, yeah.
Waffle.
Okay, yeah, waffle? Yep.
Waffle okay. Interlude.
I didn't think they'd let you take eight of them, but here we are.
Wow.
Well, thank God.
Well, it's good.
We get to have two each.
Feeling a lot better. You know, it's a little warm in here. Gosh, I should stop wearing my plate mail just on casual days.
Yeah.
Wait, you're not even working today?
No, I was just a passerby and I was, you know, going down to the plate mail fair and, you know, where you go show off all of your plate mail.
Sure. Yeah. Right. Is that a weekly, a monthly, a yearly?
It's a fortnightly occurrence.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Every 14 days, good thing we have a 10-day calendar. So every 14 days, we go down and meet
and show off our plate mail. It's a rotating.
It must be really hard to actually remember what day it's on with that 10-day calendar and 14-day intervals.
Yeah, it's not a great idea.
Probably why you just wear it all the time so you don't forget.
Exactly.
Just
so
in case.
When I'm walking by, which, I mean, it's down where I get my usual sandwiches in the morning. Why is Terry important?
Because you introduced him to us.
Yeah. I know.
Yep, we've made him important. We've bestowed importance upon. Do you guys ever feel that way? It's like, you know what? You're going to be somebody if we want you to be.
He has achieved sexy goblin status.
Terry's going to be with us for a while.
Russ gave that server at the brunch restaurant a real wacky name, thinking we might launch into them.
Nope.
But we didn't.
No, Squinda. Poor Squinda.
Give us a little tear bear.
Do we at least tip her?
Of course we did. We're not monsters.
So. Yeah.
Of course we did.
Yes. Or maybe, hey, maybe in favor and tipping isn't a thing. Because
maybe they pay their staff like a living wage.
A proper wage.
Perhaps they do.
Yeah. I like to think that. Let's do that.
Okay. Yeah.
That's
perfect.
A good
that's
idea.
Nice. I have a tiny broom and dustpan in my bag, so I get that out and collect.
Sweep it all up.
Now, how tiny are we talking? Are we talking tiny like it came out of a Christmas cracker tiny, or just a small version?
Let's say it is for Sully a normal size, like little whisk broom and dustpan, but for me, that looks like it's like a quarter size.
Love it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea to collect that. You never know what might have been used to start this explosion.
Oh, well, yeah. That didn't even occur to me,
neither.
It was the accelerant.
I guess it could be flammable.
So you're thinking maybe it wasn't an accident.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I even know Murloc to set off some poofs and some booms and some rattles.
What other kind of onomatopoeias did you hear him do?
Clang-a-lang-a-langas.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
That's a good one.
Are you writing this down?
I'm writing them all down. Clang-a-lang-a-langas.
Boing.
Like a whiz-bang?
Yeah. You might have heard that one.
What about a zing-pop?
Ooh, good one. Yeah, probably heard that too.
Okay.
What about
Boots furiously
whoop.
Writing these down.
Whoop-whoop. Oh, you've heard the whoop-whoops?
Chance
Can't wait for the moot note on this one.
Oh, just gonna say whoop, whoop.
It's probably gonna be whiz bang.
but maybe it could have been, or maybe it's something different. I don't know. Like I said, not a fire marshal.
Was Murloc like cool or not cool?
Oh,
like was he a
narc? What do you mean by that? What makes someone cool?
Yes, please give me a description of cool.
Sully takes out his notebook.
Terry also takes out his notebook.
Guys, you know what cool is. You get all your work done. You exercise a lot. You praise Bahamut. You know, cool stuff.
Mm. Oh, I'm so sort of cool.
Yeah.
What I meant was, though, specifically, I didn't mean that stuff. I should have been more clear. Does he have enemies? Is he a bad guy, or is he like people are pretty chill with him?
People generally pretty chill. I mean, he takes care of all the alchemy needs here. You know, all the healing potions and making sure everybody's got their salves and love potions here.
Love potions.
It's something that he's working on the side.
Does he, anything with gnomes
and all their like. Lang-a-lang-a-lang-langs and all their whoop-diddy-whoop-whoops.
With gnomes and whoop... definitely the whoop-whoops. I don't think he's working with gnomes, although, I mean, he doesn't let anybody downstairs. So...
Guys, we gotta go downstairs.
We gotta look. Maybe he's downstairs.
Yeah, it sounds like downstairs is the
place
to be.
Whoa, he doesn't let anybody downstairs.
He doesn't seem to be here.
Come on downstairs with us.
All right, Jerry, let's go downstairs.
He could be hurt down there. We gotta go make sure he's fine.
That's right.
Yeah, no, I mean... I'm a guard. I'm in charge here. That's fine. We can go downstairs and investigate. It's for the better, you know, just make sure we see.
You know, I did a short stint once as an investidile, and I just have to say, you gotta look in every room just in case a dead body's not in the room that you're in right now.
Oh, that seems like sage advice.
Terry also writes that down. You head back. Just a little bit more through a hallway and down a set of stairs. Everybody, Sully, we'll keep your investigation where it is right now. Everybody else roll investigation as you are proceeding through the building.
Proceed.
12.
7.
Wow.
Had to look at my bonuses. It's been so long.
I know.
What's an investigation? Okay. As you're walking down the stairs, who's going first? Probably Terry. Terry would go first.
He's in full plate mail.
He's in full plate mail. He's leading the way.
He's got to go first.
If he falls and he's last, he'll crush us all.
No, that's true. Yep. We could all die. This could be like a quintuple homicide.
Yep. Oh, no. Worst TPK ever.
Yep. Terry is heading down the stairs, and Glim, as you're following behind, you see there's a set of small... Like, there's soot all kind of down these stairs. The door was open as you were approaching it, and there's soot and dust all down the stairs. You see two sets of footprints. One is much smaller than the other, and both are going up, and both have gone up and down. It looks like they're going in both directions. The footprints, not the person. You just look very confused at how footprints...
No, I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
There are two sets of footprints, one going downstairs, one going upstairs.
No, they both look like they have traversed up and down these steps.
And is this dust the pink dust, or this is just normal dust, or is it ash?
This looks to be more a mix of like normal household dust and accumulation, but also ash from the explosion. You don't see any of that pink dust that you have collected. But yeah, just more of the soot from the general burning of the building and that sort of thing. One of the footprints look like they have gone through this, where the other one looks like it's only going through the dust.
Terry?
Yep.
So, Murloc, is he quite a diminutive person? Does he have little teeny tiny feet or just more regular?
Pretty regular. I mean, they're usually under the robes. I never ask him to show me his feet before.
Oh, he goes with the floor length. Good choice.
Yeah, well, he told me that's how wizards wear them.
Agree to disagree.
Wait a minute, hold on. Is yours knee length?
I don't wear robes.
Oh.
But he's been around a few wizards. So.
Knee length robes.
I mean, maybe we'll get a fashion update.
Does Terry have a child or a small friend? I mean, there's these two sets of footprints, and one looks like, you know, kind of regular grown-up size, and one seems very small.
I don't...
Okay, hold on. This is Terry, and I think who you're asking about, and normally this is my problem, but I'm going to blame it on the waffles, because, like... You really went hard on the waffles. So the person is Murloc.
Oh, I'm sorry, Terry. You're right. Yeah, Murloc.
Terry's like, Terry doesn't know if he's Terry has children. Terry's got a new dog now. Anyone else imagining Terry from Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Oh, yeah. Sure, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's Terry, where I'm at. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
No, didn't
Jerry,
make any
Terry,
sense.
Yeah, you're in with Queen Calicris. You can call me whatever you like.
All the smoke and like there's probably some fumes from the alchemy supplies and something's making
supplies. Yep. Anyways, I believe you were asking about Murloc. Did not have an assistant or a child or that I know of regular visiting small friends. He was very particular about keeping people out of down here, which is why I'm hesitant to continue down here, having been told so vigorously to stay out of down here.
You say the middle, and that's where we are. The middle. I don't know why we say the middle. Yeah. It's where we are.
Took me a second, but I got there.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Now we're here.
And we're in the middle.
What are we talking about today, everybody? There's something pretty big that's happening over on Patreon.
We finally released our Grancis Flamekins episode. The Kraken as well.
Yeah, the Grancis Flamekins episodes.
First one, part one of two. Yes. So today.
Oh, it's a two-parter?
It's a two-parter.
I had no idea.
We recorded it in one, and then I stopped halfway. So there will be two parts.
Oh, okay.
Hey, this
See,
is,
we all learned something in these.
This is new information for us, too.
Oh, that's Amy's, fun. Amy's dying.
Oh, no.
Poor Amy heard her back, Amy. So throw some thoughts her way.
Yeah.
Yes, please
send
do.
Some positive vibes. To Amy while you go to Patreon.
And if you're the one person out there with your Amy voodoo doll that you've stabbed in the back, please take the pin out.
Please stop. We've released the episode now.
Nobody has one of those out there, you guys.
You don't know. You don't know that.
Lovable and adorable.
Agreed.
Yeah, so it's just you doing it to yourself?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm accident prone. Not unlike Grancis.
True.
I would feel like there's something stacked against Grancis.
I feel that way too. I never thought I would have so much in common with Grancis, but here we are. To find out if you have something in common with Grancis, why don't you go hop on over there and take a listen to our Flamekins Grancis episode.
I feel like, Carla, you were sending people there, and then we talked about how Amy was dying. So
yep.
I didn't bring it up. I was just dying semi-quietly over here.
Oh, there she goes again. Now, is this what the French call le petit mort? Is that what this is?
No, I wish. I wish. Oh, god damn it.
That is not what's happening.
Oh my god, Tom. I don't know what to say to you right now.
You guys could just put your hands into the frame. That'd be great. Just to clarify.
It's not yours, Tom.
I'm okay. Sweating so much.
Oh, none of this is getting
so
out.
So all of that said,
go over to Patreon. Yeah. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast.
Do it for Amy.
It'll help my back feel better.
Every new patron will help Amy's back feel better.
Maybe I'll be able to afford the medicine the doctor says I need.
We're in Canada. We can afford it. But other things.
Oh, this one, this stayed on the rails so good, guys.
Yeah. This is our best work yet.
I would talk about the goals that we have coming up with live shows and stuff, but we'll save that for next time. Okay, bye everybody.
Bye.
Well, what if he was up to something shady?
Right?
Or
what
if
he was in trouble down here and we had to come down here to help?
We're here.
Tiny footed friend.
Yeah, no. We're doing it. We're investigating.
Wait, Sully, out of curiosity, can we just compare your footprint to these footprints just to see if it's like maybe a halfling footprint?
Oh, I mean, yeah, sure.
Our first suspect. All right.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that. I just meant assumed potentially a child, but maybe just a halfling.
Right. Yeah, that makes more sense.
You ran to me while I was eating breakfast.
Yeah, also, we were at the breakfast restaurant for a few hours.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I was just getting swept away in the majesty.
Well, it's fine.
Of this
and
investigation.
Sully tries to put his foot beside it without disturbing the crime scene.
Yes, it looks to be about the same size as your footwear.
I've solved it.
Oh, great.
Hit us with your theory.
Perhaps.
Well, this doesn't sound like you've solved it at all.
The waitress.
Oh, well, I mean, maybe.
Well, I don't know. It's the only other halfling I've seen around.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, so, I mean, I have zero proof to back that up. And frankly, actually, I'm a little disappointed in myself.
It seems like maybe you just got a little bit excited and ahead of yourself.
Yeah, I got carried away, you know, and obviously it's a halfling footprint. I want to point the finger away from myself. You guys know I'm innocent though, right?
Sure,
right?
Yeah, totally. It's fine. Moot writes down, Sully suspect?
Fuck you, Tom.
There's the moot note.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so somebody perhaps halfling size. All right, I'm going to keep going downstairs. We've only made it to the first landing.
Oh, there's more downstairs?
Well, yes, this is a very small, almost broom closet-sized turnaround.
You know, I have to say, Tear Bear, for someone who was repeatedly told not to come downstairs, you sure know a lot about the downstairs here.
He takes just a half step to the side. He's like, well, there was more stairs.
Oh, I didn't see the stairs. Okay, yeah, well, you know what?
Sorry, play mail takes up most. It's a big, wide stance I have
didn't mean
here.
To cast aspersions. I was just thinking, like, it didn't make sense that you knew so much about this downstairs when no one else saw any stairs. But, you know, there they are. They were there the whole time.
Maybe all businesses are built, like, similar models or something? I don't know.
I've seen blueprints at City Hall. Yeah, very similar. Anyways, you proceed downstairs. Cut to the bottom of the stairs. And you get down there.
Why cut to?
You don't want to take us down each stair?
Just in case something happens between these next seven stairs.
I have seven other, like, prospective.
Cut to the bottom of the stairs.
Excellent.
And you enter what looks to be a
nursery.
Wizard's cook lab of sorts is the way you could probably describe it, with all the beakers and Bunsens and all that sort of stuff.
Beakers and
it looks like a lot of it has been tossed. Glass is broken on the countertops. There is a big long bookshelf that extends most of this room, which is a pretty, like, the room itself is as long as basically the entire building. There's no other rooms off of it. It's just one large basement area. It doesn't even look completely developed, so to speak. Just long tables, this long bookshelf that extends the entire way, and a lot of the books have been torn down. And you see the footsteps that you saw going down the stairs. You see, like, partial footprints moving in and amongst all of this chaos.
And both sizes still?
The smaller footprints you see, they appear to have kind of like a frantic pattern to them, moving to different shelves, more scuffing. The other set of footprints is not as panicked. It's more methodical, and it looks like a regular path to and from the bench and bookshelves and that sort of thing. And again, that set of footprints, the more methodical looking one, doesn't have any of the ash kind of around it or carried along with.
Gosh, this guy was a slob. Look at this place.
It can't normally look like this. I mean,
no, it kind of looks like somebody was looking for something.
Oh, but what?
Well, we should probably take a look around, see if we can find anything.
Do I have to roll another investigation check?
Let's do it. New
rolling
room,
it.
New investigation.
Oh, 11. It's not
11
as good as
also.
It was. Oh, hey, same thing.
Oh, 17.
Oh, wow.
Moot.
Okay.
Tell me I find something that's like a dusty shelf, and then one thing has been removed from said dusty shelf, and I know exactly what it is by the outline.
Mm.
It was a pretty good roll.
It's a really good roll.
It's a really good roll. All right. The four of you kind of spread out. Moot, where do you go? We've got a table with a whole bunch of stuff on it. There's papers bunched up all over it. There's also bookshelf. With
bookshelf.
Books. Great. Where does everybody else go?
I want to look at all the... Are the Bunsen burners on? Can I tell that with an 11?
You could tell that with an 11. It doesn't appear that the Bunsen burners are active.
I do want to go to the lab table. There is another word for that. Station?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to go there.
Sure.
Okay,
you're going to go to the station. Glim, what do you want to... What catches your eye?
I think I'm going to, like, walk around the perimeter of this large basement room to see if there's any other, like, doors or hatches or anything. Hey. I mean, I rolled an 11, so I won't see them anyway, but that's my intention.
Sure. Okay, you three disperse. Terry rolled a 17 as well. He was going to go look at the books with Moot. So Moot, you go over to the books and you begin looking all over the shelves and picking some up. And one book in particular, as you're going through, you're down here for a while going through some of this stuff, catches your
eye. And it's an old journal, it looks like, with no title on it, just like a black leather-bound journal.
Oh, I can see why it would catch my eye.
I know, yeah. Right? Smoot's so horny right now, Jesus.
That's right. A book. And it, I mean, it catches your eye not because it stands. Well, I mean, it does stand out because a lot of the other books are brightly colored. A lot of them are potion and spell books.
I mean, as someone who journals and takes notes, this sounds like the most appealing book there could be.
And you begin skipping through it, and a few things catch your eye. One is that it starts off with what looks like, perhaps you could presume, Murloc's research into wild magic.
Ooh, I like this.
And it goes into trying to find a source and trying to access it and use it in his spells. As you kind of quickly scan through, the writing becomes more erratic, with no longer following the smooth lines of the page, big drawings of like spiraling effects. And it gets to the last page, which is basically just like this, like hard sketched image. It's hard to describe even as you look at it. Like it looks like a face or a figure, but it's like nothing you've ever seen before.
I show Tear Bear and I say, does this look familiar to you at all, Terry?
Oh, that looks kind of scary, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's why I was thinking maybe it's something that you've seen before.
No, nothing here. Let me just kind of flips back through the book. I mean, this looks like Murloc's writing, though. At least towards the beginning.
Yeah, it tends to get a little erratic, wild, terrified. Can writing be terrified?
Could be terrified. Yeah, no, that's a good way to describe this. But that image, whew, it's gonna haunt my dreams. Cut over to Sully, and you're looking over at the table, the workstation, the lab station, the bench.
Lab station. I think station was
station's
what I was looking
a,
for.
Station's a good yeah. word. You go over to the station, and a lot of broken glass, a lot of liquids poured out and like dripping down onto the floor. Bright colors everywhere. You get down to one end, and it looks like there's a tossed over seat on the floor, and it looks like a writing portion of this station. It's, of course, tossed and all over the place, but there's balled up notes kind of piling off of this part of the station there.
I definitely want to look at those notes. What I was generally trying to look for before was like a recipe book or like whatever warlocks or wizards, sorcerers use to do alchemy. So, and that maybe could explain the explosion. So I want to unball these notes.
You unball them.
And this one says, will you have dinner with me? And then a yes and a no with two, and then a maybe with boxes next to them.
There's one that's folded up like a triangle and it's got different numbers on it and then different colors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Which one does Glim find?
There's one that says MASH and then it's a list of names. Like there's Terry's on there and Queen Calicris and also Simone. And there's a little heart beside that one. So you know which one Murloc was kind of hoping to get. And different salary ranges, different kinds of careers, you know.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Terry walks over and opens one up. And there's a note that says, I'm coming for your recipes, Murloc.
Is it signed by anyone?
No.
Ah. Oh.
And Terry opens it?
Yeah, because you guys were opening MASH and...
What? Terry, did you say anything? Mine's like a third grader's love
yeah,
note.
Mine,
I don't
mine
know.
Too.
Oh, yeah. Mine says, I'm coming for your recipes, Murloc. Probably just meatloaf or something there.
Wait.
I mean, was he famous for his meatloaf?
Now that you say it, I don't know. He never made me meatloaf.
Well, I think it might be his, like, you know, his potions recipes and stuff.
Oh, that makes sense.
Careful, Grancis.
Oh, that makes sense. They're so close.
So close.
Okay, so somebody, maybe he opens another one, and you all open other ones, and there are, you see ones that are like, you owe me, and just very threatening, nondescript, generic, looks like they've been used to perhaps threaten Murloc.
Well, it looks like we got some threats here. Is this like motive or this is like, no, never mind. You know what?
What?
Yeah, I had such a short time in my stint with the Investor Dials that I just, you know, it's buried deep though. So anyway, this is evidence and we should gather it up for handwriting recognition.
Oh, yeah,
that's really good idea.
You're right.
Yeah, I didn't recognize it. You know, I study handwriting in the city, obviously, but I didn't recognize this one specifically.
Oh, so you know that you have a general idea of the handwriting of most of the citizens here?
Quite a few. Those who have contributed to the inventory of handwriting, the handwriting society of Darimar. Yeah.
Oh.
The HSD. Handwriting Society of Darimar. Yeah, that's what we're going to call it. Yeah, you all seemed like you like that. That's
that's
a normal thing that
great.
People do outside of Darimar, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. And how often do you guys meet? Is that also fortnightly or?
No, that's mostly just me. It's a club of one.
I mean, you've got a name, so it's still a club.
True story.
Just waiting for that next member.
Yep. Next week we're going to talk about fonts.
Mm.
Sans fonts.
Mm.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, like sans serif fonts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ones.
Yep.
Yeah. So, you want to be part of the club?
No.
You seem to know a
lot.
No,
I mean,
about
I think I'm busy that night.
Right. Okay.
Anyway, back to these threatening notes.
Yeah. Someone. If he's been threatened and there's an explosion upstairs, I mean, there's someone we have on the list down at the castle who frequents in explosions and has smaller feet.
What do you mean by frequent in explosions?
Well, they're a bit of an alchemist themselves, and they have a proclivity for blowing things up.
And what is this list you've referred to? This is the first I've heard of the list.
Is this related to the handwriting sample? No, that's a different. That's the handwriting society.
More of the criminal activities and thing. Yeah, watch list, I guess, is probably.
Okay. Yeah.
Didn't think of it when we were upstairs because, you know, Murloc big on the whiz bang and the clang a lang and all that sort of stuff.
And
which
the,
we discussed.
The zing pop.
The ram a lam a ding dongs.
All of those. And the shoe bop. Shoe wada wada.
Yep. Yippity boom da booms.
Oh, yeah, that's a new one. I don't know.
The ba with a ba?
That one as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, got that.
The chang chang. Changity chang chabop.
Yeah.
The dipty dipty dip doo up da boo da boo.
Whoop whoop. Anyways, we can probably go check we can go check that list. We don't need to check that list. I seem like I would know who's on that list.
I mean, it sounds small feet, loves explosions.
Yep. Yeah.
You thought of the person.
Yeah, it's certainly pointing in one direction.
So we should at least maybe, do you know where they live or hang out? We could.
And what's their name?
Yeah.
Name's Boots.
Boots.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, little goblin. Really likes the explosions. Well, now that you mention it, I have seen them around here before. Could be Boots.
Now, has Boots submitted a sample to your handwriting society?
No, Boots is very anti-societies and anti-hanging out.
Mm. Oh, well, that's not great.
No, not down to clown. Not going out on the town. Yeah. Not a cool kid, I think. If we're going back to Glim's notes, not a cool kid.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, kind of a rough character.
Yes.
Yep. So does he like hang out under a bridge or at like a dive bar or
local library?
Yeah, I'm not sure where the ruffians kind of hang out here. We've only basically hit like the castle and the brunch spot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, last check-in, I've heard of her boots. It was living just on the edge of town there, a little shack out there. Probably wouldn't take too long to get over there.
Y'all so last check-in, so maybe Boots was in prison, and then they got out
like
of prison, and now they
probation.
They have to like check.
Boots is on probation.
Got it.
All of these things seem. See, this is why I brought you along. You spark my memory.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it certainly couldn't hurt to go talk to Boots.
Oh, well, yeah,
agreed.
Just as not as a suspect, just as a maybe they saw something.
What maybe to ask the expertise in this particular explosion.
Yeah, or maybe to get a written statement, and then we can compare the handwriting.
Mm. Oh, yes. These are all good ideas. All right, well, let's head over to Boots's.
Guys, we should be investigators.
I think we already are.
I think it might be part of our calling. I mean, let's see how this plays out.
Well,
but
I mean, like, have our own.
It feels kind of right.
Stuff. It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Not a downtown office, though. Nobody get any good ideas.
No.
All right, everybody heads back, begins heading back upstairs. Moot, you stop and look at the book that you found. Do you take it with you? Do you. The journal?
Yeah, I'll take it with me.
Okay. You flip it open again, just out of, you know, curiosity as you're walking up the stairs, and you look. Now you kind of scan through it and it stops back on that image at the back. And there's almost like this echoing sound that is coming from the book towards you until it slams itself shut. And you kind of shake your head and carry back on up the stairs. We cut to a rundown shack on the edge of town.
I love me a rundown shack.
It's, it's like boarded up windows. Looks like there have been explosions out in the yard, like tree stumps blown apart.
Is this Sid from Toy Story?
The carriages that have just been smashed and exploded. Dolls all over the place that have been blown up.
it is Sid!
And Terry kind of walks up and says, I'll handle this one. I'll handle this one. And he yells up at the house, hey, Boots. Hey, Boots. It's just me, Terry. Just wanted to come ask you a few questions. All three of you see movement in one of the upstairs windows, like a torn up curtain goes. And you see small eyes peek out and they're looking down at you. And a small round object flies out of the window towards you with a sparkling flame on the end.
Oh, I want to catch it.
Dungeons & Dragons, Season 2, Episode 101, starring Amy Moore as Sully, Carla Maxted as Glim, Tom Laird as Moot, and Russ Moore as your Dungeon Master. Editing, production, and sound design is by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Kevin MacLeod and Epidemic Sound, and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. A huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Jessica Babiak, Kat Waterflame, Jacob Madden, Devin Michaels, Christian Brown, Aaron Stevens, Lou Lahan, and Charlie Warley. Support Dungeons & Dragons and our many other productions and get access to an exclusive podcast and bonus episodes, including the special Flamekins & Grants' bonus episode, Escaping the Abyss, available now for patrons exclusively at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. You can also follow us at facebook.com/dumbdragoncast and on Instagram and Twitter at dumbdragoncast. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. We'll talk again soon. It's a beautiful morning where Glim has offered to... Nope, Glim's there now. Can't do that one.
I'm like...
That's it. This is where I wrote Glim out. Yeah.
All right, Carla, have a great day.
I'm doing a Zumba retreat with some of the courtiers.
I didn't write this completely down. It's just a thought that I put down.
What was it?
I'll figure it out later. Oh, I can't tell you because otherwise it gives away something.
Okay.
Well, see, when there was only one set of footprints, that was Murloc carrying you.
He's been with you the whole time.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
So now what am I supposed to believe? Is any of this for real?
Well, it looks to me like you're trying to hide.
Yeah, my mom always said don't trust anybody.
Maybe they'd want to know where you're hiding out tonight. Did
you
get
stuck? Thank you for returning my license, Joseph.
That ding-dang detector pulled you.
But she was married, you know.
Stop being a little prick.
Do you have your doubts?
All right, kids. Say goodbye to Uncle Joseph.
I'll handle it.
Whoa, there, buddy.
Just saying how sorry we are to hear about your parents.
Why is she talking about you having a mustache?
You want to take a walk?
Three complete seasons of Dirt, an audio drama, are now available to binge wherever you listen to podcasts or at dirtaudiodrama.com.